Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's edition of Calling Farmers, JAMBRO organizes marketing activities to attract investments in agriculture. Stay with us to hear more and later or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Wamsa, you have more work than you can deal with.
Listen, man, I need to double the size of the shop, but the bank say I don't have enough collateral to borrow what I need.
You ask them about the Development Bank of Jamaica's partial loan guarantee?
What?
Conditions apply, but DBJ will guarantee part of your loan, up to 80% for small business like your own. You never know that.
Must ask for what again?
The DBJ's partial loan guarantee.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMBRO, has been facilitating several marketing activities as part of ongoing efforts to attract investments in agriculture. Come July 10, JAMBRO will host its second Agricultural Information Forum to promote the investment opportunities that are available in the agribusiness sector, as well as outline the benefits and support systems stakeholders can access through the various agencies of government. The first Agricultural Information Forum was held in Kingston in March. Over 100 persons attended.
Persons have said the information that they were able to garner from the forum has now helped them to make that decision to move ahead with their investment plan. I also met with investors who have shared with me some of their ideas for investing in Jamaica, and so we now have to take it to the next level, which is to work with them to see how we can make sure that these investments are landed properly and effectively.
Manager for the agribusiness sector in the Sales and Promotion Division at JAMBRO, Marlene Porto. President of JAMBRO, Diane Edwards, says the recently held Jamaica Investment Forum was another marketing thrust staged to connect with new investors, to attract more global interests, and advance existing agricultural investment prospects. About 200 investors attended the forum and held over 100 meetings with key sector leaders and government ministers. The investors came from as many as 18 countries, including Japan, Singapore, France, Spain, the United Kingdom, Mexico, Canada, the United States of America, and the Caribbean.
Agriculture is another huge opportunity that's really coming into its own this year. We really have to ramp up agriculture, and what we're seeing is big companies now interested in looking at agriculture. I'm talking about big local companies, but I'm also talking about big foreign companies. We're in deep discussion with some companies out of the Middle East and out of the Far East over some pretty big agricultural projects in the very near future.
Meanwhile, JAMBRO has also guided the creation of an association of castor oil producers. The Jamaica Castor Industry Association has approximately 80 members, ranging from small and medium enterprises to large companies. Ms. Edwards says the castor oil program has borne a lot of fruit and has awakened significant interest in local companies and suppliers of the commodity. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. If you can't hear, you will feel. Translation: if you cannot hear, you will feel. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
For the 2017-18 financial year, the Legal Aid Clinics and Council completed 2,117 matters in parish courts, ended 430 gun matters, and completed 550 circuit matters. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, failure to heed advice could lead to dire consequences. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Dante Matthews, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.